Hello and welcome to the Funny Pearls podcast. I'm Philippa Hall and together with Medha Jolly, I edit Funny Pearls, the online magazine dedicated to showcasing humour by women. I'll be reading a story by one of our regular contributors, Rebecca Taylor. The story forms part of a series called Letters from Fiona. The title of this story is Dear Zandra. Dear Zandra, thank you so much for the wonderful dinner on Thursday. Great food, great company, great ambiance, as always. I am tempted to say that you're a natural hostess, but feel that that would somehow belittle the hard work that I know goes into your dinner parties. However, do allow me to muse that if any guest might have entertained the idea that standards at Casa Zandra would slip post-Sheldon's departure, well then, you certainly showed them otherwise. Although, of course, such deterioration would have been perfectly excusable, considering the trauma and humiliation you've suffered. After all, it's not every day that one ends a marriage of 23 years. 23? I can hardly believe it. The wedding seemed like yesterday. As does the hen night. Tra-la! Of course, as we have discussed over many glasses of Sancerre, I recently went through a breakup myself, although I wouldn't dream of comparing my slight inconvenience to your ordeal. At least Hugh and I came to the decision mutually, whereas Sheldon, the rascal, I have no words. To carry on with a junior secretary, it's a cliché that simply doesn't befit our day and age. The fact that it had been going on for the best part of 2 years when you and the detective caught them in that ghastly hotel room. Euston Premier Inn? Seriously, Sheldon? It adds so much salt to a still open wound that I can only bow in respect at your tenacity and style. And I am not alone. The admiration shone out of every diner around your lovely new table. Did Sheldon take the Italian rosewood? It was nice to meet them all. What lovely neighbours you have in your new abode, and from so many interesting walks of life. A whole new world lies open, as you so kindly told me when my own marriage ended. This said, my personal highlight, of course, was seeing Peregrine again and meeting his adorable girlfriend. It is interesting to see how his father's caveman shenanigans seem only to have strengthened Peregrine's commitment to being a man of the 21st century. A house husband, no less. How marvellous! And with a man blog to keep him occupied until you all hear the patter of tinyish feet. This is indeed an innovative, open-minded lifestyle, and should also ease any concerns you may have had regarding the beastly challenges Peregrine has faced on the job front. By the way, I couldn't quite make out the girlfriend's accent. Is she from around these parts? I thought I detected a slight bounciness to her R's. She will certainly be dining well, as we, your guests, can now testify. Peregrine's fondant au chocolat was a delight, and I personally did not find mine sticky in the slightest. Equally, any concerns you may have harboured regarding your bouillabaisse are completely unfounded. Thank you again for a delightful evening. Courage and perseverance, my dearest. Yours, Fee. P.S. Don't worry about your lip. I assure you nobody else noticed. The swelling will recede in due course, and before you know it, you'll be ready to face London's exhilarating 50-plus dating scene. I agree with you that the prospect you showed me on the iPhone, I forget his name, could be an option. At our age, baldness and added volume do not necessarily equate turn-offs. And as you have learned so cruelly, Zandra, handsome is as handsome does. Thank you. That was Dear Zandra by Rebecca Taylor. Rebecca is based in South London. A former television producer, she now works as a ghostwriter on biographies. Rebecca Taylor is the pseudonym she uses when she writes for Funny Pearls. The story was read by me, Philippa Hall, and the music is by Sam Tannenbaum. If you enjoyed this story, you can find more by Rebecca Taylor, as well as many other short stories, life pieces, and cartoons at funnypearls.com.